WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The brother of the accused school shooter in Parkland is moving to Stanton. Republicans in the House criticize Republicans in the Senate for foot-dragging on the state budget. And meanwhile, lawmakers are in Richmond this week also to figure out what to do with decades of pollution from coal mining. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, May 14th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
An immigrant rights service is paying to move the younger brother of the accused Parkland, Florida school shooter to Stanton. The news leader reports that Zachary Cruz, 18, will receive a rent-free apartment and a job. The aid comes from an arm of Nexus Services. Since his brother Nicholas allegedly killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in February, Zachary Cruz received probation for trespassing at the school. A judge ruled he could serve the remainder of his probation in Virginia. Republican leaders in the House of Delegates are criticizing their Senate counterparts for delays in approving a state budget. The sticking point is expansion of Medicaid to 300,000 low-income Virginians. The House has passed a budget that includes expanding the program using federal subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. Lawmakers failed to pass a budget during the regular legislative session earlier this year. The Senate meets Monday to revisit budget discussions. House Republicans have called the Senate's lack of urgency, quote, problematic. The result could be a state government shutdown if a deal is not reached by the end of June. In addition to the ongoing budget negotiations, lawmakers are in Richmond this week to figure out what to do with industrial pollution created by decades of fossil fuels. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the story.
Decades of pollution is sitting in four coal ash ponds in different parts of Virginia, and lawmakers still don't really know what to do with it. Some want to cap it in place and leave it there. Others want to dig it up and recycle it. Rob Richardson at Dominion Energy says the next few months may end up being a key time for figuring out the future of these ponds.
We want to put together a comprehensive plan for all the companies that want to recycle coal ash so that we better understand the market around this issue. Coal ash can be recycled. We know that because we recycle it into products like cement block and wallboard, even products like bowling balls.
Democratic Senator Scott Sorovel of Fairfax County says now is the time to bowl a strike.
If we recycle it into products, we take care of it forever. That's why I like recycling. Recycling is the way to just take care of this problem once and for all, make some jobs while we're at it, and be done with this forever.
But there's also a significant price tag. Digging up all that pollution costs way more than capping it in place. And bringing all those trucks into people's neighborhoods to recycle the coal ash is likely to disrupt their quality of life. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally, the University of Virginia's School of Law will receive its largest gift ever. The Daily Progress reports that two alumni of the school are giving $43.9 million over the next 4 years. The gift by Martha and Bruce Karsh will help fund student scholarships, endowed professorships, and a new center for democracy at the School of Law. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.